Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, Rex.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. Friday vibes. What's good? Beautiful weather Friday vibes. Come on, man. Yes, we welcome you in here to the Friday, May 16th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Bone himself.
Back after mourning the New York Knicks loss, he's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we're live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
Ready for game six, baby.
What are you doing with him?
Where Kenny showed up today.
Isn't that nice?
Woo.
Game six at the Garden.
I need my boys. And my boys over there. Those are my boys. You know what I'm saying? I want to see them do well. I need them to close it out tonight.
This game's such a hot ticket. Joe Budden going to be in the 15th row.
I saw Joe Budden, and he tweeted, "We're going to do it today." All right, Joe, you're a Knicks fan, I guess.
All right, pal.
Joe been a Knicks fan.
Hey, shout out Cameron, too. Celtics guy.
Since when?
I don't know. I saw a picture with him having the Celtics jacket on the other day.
Boy, we're claiming hip-hop artists.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what.
Shout out Dipset, my guys.
Something happened because Cam and Dipset, they was heavy with MSG and the Knicks just like 3 years ago. Something must have happened.
I don't know how
James
old.
Dolan had him thrown out. That's your owner. him and the other guy.
No, he's a good owner because they're winning games.
But I love Jerry Jones.
Well,
that one's crazy.
So you guys are just going to piss me off to start the show. That's what we're going to
do. Don't bother me. Bro, you wasn't even here yesterday. Of course I'm going to piss you off. If I leave at 4 o'clock and you're not pissed off, I failed.
Okay. Lake show.
Get as mad as you want. Huh? Come on,
man.
3-2-1.
1-2-3. What the heck is bothering me?
But I love Jerry Jones.
I need this soundboard made up of all the stuff Kenny says. That's all I want the board to be.
All of it is just completely out of context. This is ridiculous.
Context doesn't even matter.
Context.
What you mean?
Absolutely matters.
Context.
Because
you got like a premium peacock.
What you mean?
Wow, Kenny.
Context. Wow. What you mean, context?
Wow. Are you done with your little toy?
I'm sorry.
Hey, hold on.
Hey, what are you talking about? Hey, there ain't no flag. Hey.
Oh, you've been here for 4 minutes.
35-yard pass interference down the field. First down.
You took a day of rest yesterday. What's going on here? Man. Bro, Strowman.
Come on, man.
Is he wilding out?
Come on. That was incidental. Incidental.
I look like passive interference.
I feel like Macho Man was a small
oh
package type of guy.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, we're playing the hits today.
Come to think about it, I do have damn near
the
a full
hell
board.
What's going on here?
I need to color code Kenny a specific like color on the so I know where all of the Kenny sound bites are. Man.
Vince Lombardi, what the hell is going on out there?
It doesn't matter, Vince. You don't have a Vince Lombardi impression?
That was it.
That was it. Hey, we got a game 6 tonight. We'll talk about that. Ooh. We got a game 7 coming up this weekend.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah.
I was begging for it yesterday without you here, and we got it. This series has been phenomenal.
Yes.
The crowds in both cities have been spectacular. Mm. The MVPs have been terrific. And, man, every once in a while, a role player pop their head in and say, what's good?
Come on, man. Come
we
on,
saw
man.
That last night.
Yeah. I tweeted it out yesterday, and I got to say it on the air. It was – vibes were up. It was movie status, at least on television.
It looked good.
In Denver last
yep.
night. That was a crowd. That was
yep.
a crowd right there. That was a playoff crowd. Salute to Denver. And just salute to the Denver Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
They've 100% proved me wrong, won me over, however you want to say it. But
well,
I'm impressed.
Well,
I am impressed. That's a tough team. That team is tougher than a $2 steak. There's championship blood running all through that locker room.
I appreciate you saying you were wrong. But in the same game, you was right. You talked about the I said all year.
I don't know about that guy.
I said all year there's something about Oklahoma City that leaves me uneasy when it comes to winning a championship, when it comes to being that team. There's something that leaves me a little uneasy, and I don't know what it is. I said that all through the 82-game regular season, and every single time I said it, you said the same thing. Every time you said the same thing. And we saw it from Jalen Williams last night. Not trying to, you know, beat up the young man.
Yeah.
But Jalen might be a question that the Oklahoma City have to answer this offseason.
Yeah.
Whenever that offseason starts.
Yeah, and this is his second playoff. I'm still going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Say he's a young guy.
Yeah, I think you're being nice.
But you're an all-star.
Yeah, I think you're being nice.
You're supposed to be, at worst, a number 3, maybe a number 2 on a team. I only say that because, you know, Chet Holmgren, we don't know exactly, you know, how he's going
to
pan out.
To be clear, he's been terrific this postseason. Jalen's been very good this postseason. Now, I don't, you know, we could talk about number 2 terrific or just good, but... The lights they were shining a little bit different last night.
I wouldn't give him the moniker of spectacular this postseason.
He's been good.
He's had good moments. He's been average.
I mean, it's funny. He had 32, but I think it was in the game they lost.
In game 3. Game 3, they lost.
They lost, right? Yeah.
And he had answered a few questions. He had a few big shots in game 5. But
I don't know that he answered questions, though.
At the time, we thought he answered questions. Okay. Now, in hindsight, no, he hasn't. But I think, because I was looking at this earlier, I think he's like, for this specific series, he's like 16 points per game, 30-something percent from the field, 20-something percent. Like, yeah, he ain't been terrific. Not to me. He's been up or down. And if you have...
I'm sorry. I meant in the playoffs, not necessarily this particular
season. I wouldn't even go
in
playoffs.
The numbers I have I got him at 42%. He's not shooting the ball well from 3 and 19.2 in the postseason. So maybe.
He's been up and down.
That's been the thing all season. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not the thing with him. That's been the question all season is can he be, you know, can he be the Robin?
Right.
And, yeah, I was thinking about this morning and the different angles that we talk about this game 7. I'm going to be honest. My gut right now is with Denver. That's just my gut, and it's not – like, we talked about this yesterday with Jake, talked about it by myself. Like, if All bets are off. This is a championship Denver Nuggets team.
Mm-hmm.
We have the numbers thrown in later somewhere. I don't know where they are. Here they are. Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic have played in 6 game 7s. OKC's entire roster has played in 3. Roster versus roster, it's 36-3. Mm. 36 game 7s versus 3. Game 7s, whether at home or on the road, we talk about, is game 3 a must win? Nope, it never is. But this is.
Yeah.
You got a 68 win team on the verge of their season coming to an end.
And if I'm Denver, I'm Jokic and Jamal Murray, and like I said, these champions that, you know, I dismissed all throughout the season, every step of the way I dismissed, but they have shown these are champions, man. And if I'm them, I'm looking at that game 7, and obviously you want to be winning. But I'm like, let's get me to the 4th,
yeah,
down 5 or something, worst case scenario. I want to take these young boys into the deep water and see if they can swim or they need a lifeguard. You know what I mean? And it's going to get tight in the Chesapeake Bay Arena or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And I think right now I'd give the benefit of the doubt of SGA, who I think is the MVP. I think Chet will show up. I'm going to assume at home Jaylen will play better. I'll give the benefit of the doubt to those guys, and I'll pick them to win game 7, but I understand exactly what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying.
KC, do you think OKC is ready to take that next step? Like, just not be a young team anymore and just, like, be a real contender? Like, Dame, do you think that's what's kind of holding them back here? They're, like, maybe a year early? Like, they did win 68 games, but you don't necessarily know how to win yet against these teams?
No, I feel like something's missing.
Okay.
Either something is missing or someone needs to evolve. Like, one of the things I was thinking about is, like, what do they – if they lose Game 7, what do you do this offseason? Do you do nothing? And like, no, we need time. Mm-hmm. Or do you look at Jaylen, Chet, one of those guys, and that treasure trove you have, mm-hmm, to see what you could turn that into? Do you start looking at it like, all right, we won 68 games, we couldn't get it done in the postseason. Is that a we need more time, or is that we're missing something? And maybe they need those calluses. Mm. Maybe they need to get roughed up. Maybe they need a heartbreaker at home. Maybe that's just, you know, we talk about timelines and schedules and all of this silly stuff. And maybe that is actually something they have to go through. Mm. But for me, I have just felt like they've been missing something all year. As good as they've been, as great defensively as they've been, I just kept thinking once we get to the playoffs, I feel like they're short something. And I can't. Maybe it's Jaylen. Maybe it's this number. Maybe it is the number 2 guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe Kevin Durant does them a service there in OKC. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. What a story that would be.
That would be a hell of a story. I felt that way with the whole, people were going crazy with Caruso and Hartenstein. I was like, that's good. That's some good stuff. But in the playoffs, last year their issue was making shots outside of SGA. And if Jaylen's still not doing it, we're
looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Where are you going to get that from? So we'll talk about it a little bit more because you asked what should they do this offseason if the season ends without a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Saw some stuff last night that might – it has shaped how I feel about everything in life, to be honest with you. Even to the point where I had an epiphany last night almost. Borderline epiphany.
Oh.
Borderline epiphany. So
do we call it an epiphany or no?
I think we should because if this is what you were talking about earlier, this is pretty big given the circumstances of how you've talked the last few years.
Yeah, I'm sorry to go with it this early, but I've...
Okay, hang on. Compose yourself.
I saw a ghost last night. I was terrified last night.
Okay. Well, your guess is as good as mine. We'll find out when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. They really did ruin that man's life.
That is crazy.
In the same breath, like I also want to hear from Bartman, too.
You're never going to hear from that dude.
Steve Bartman, right?
Yeah.
He's getting to a point where I don't even remember his first name.
Just the Bartman.
They've offered that dude money. Like I don't think we'll ever hear from him.
Do you think
him.
He changed his name? Honest question.
So like, there was
like, how do you
article,
go into hiding that much given this day and like just what we how we live now?
There was an article, like a reporter found him, and I don't maybe he moved out of Chicago. I can't.
Is it
really
the one where they found him in the parking lot?
Yes.
Yeah, that's part of the 30 for 30, I believe. Too at the end they mentioned that like he asked a couple questions if that, but it wasn't really anything substantial.
Right. But his name was still Steve Bartman, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. But did he move?
That was I feel like he moved to like Missouri or middle or somewhere else in Illinois. And
man went into witness protection because of a goddamn baseball game and a sorry ass Cubs team
that they blew.
Right, committed 10 errors, and didn't they blow the next game?
Yeah, he lost game 7. They were ahead. Gary Wood hit a home run. Might have been it wasn't a grand slam, but he hit a home run, and they still couldn't get the job.
Okay, I think the last that we heard, according to a spokesperson, is that Bartman still lived near Chicago in 2016.
I'm sorry, a Bartman spokesperson?
Yes, through CNN, through Bartman spokesperson. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay. Spectacular.
That was 10 years ago. He might have moved by now. 9 years ago.
Aisle 4, row 8, seat 113 became a tourist attraction at Wrigley Field. It was changed to Section 2, Row 8, Seat 108, and then it was changed again, and it's currently Section 3, Row 12, Seat 1.
Oh, the Cubs gave him a World Series ring when they won it in 2016, I believe.
Moises Alou in 2008. You know what the funny thing is? I wouldn't have caught it anyway.
Wow. Just keep that one to yourself, Moises.
Well, it didn't help that Moises cursed him out after the play.
If I said that, I was probably joking to make Bartman feel better, but I don't remember saying that. It's time to forgive the guy and move on.
Good old Bartman.
Then Alou said, God, this dude can't make up his mind. I'm convinced 100% that I had the ball in my glove.
Well, you definitely didn't have the ball in your glove.
You definitely did not.
You definitely didn't.
Yeah. I guess it was Bartman released a statement when he got the ring in like 2016, 17, whatever it was. And like he said that he was relieved and hopefully the saga was finally over. That dude probably never got over that.
No.
No, why should he?
Not.
Like just it's crazy when you just think about it.
Yeah.
Like the guy really had, like he had to go into hiding and just uproot his life.
The on the 30 for 30, you know, the video footage of them having to get him out of the stadium is crazy. Crazy. Like people was like on his head as he was leaving the stadium and escorted with police escorts and stuff. That was
He wow. didn't even come out after 2016. He just released a statement after getting the ring.
Yeah, he wasn't in the public eye. I didn't receive it public appearance or anything like that. Will in the chat says it's simply an epic sports moments thus story. Is it like the most, like the top, I don't even know what to call it, just bizarre story ever in sports?
Well, it's magnified because of the Cubs' history of losing.
Yeah.
Like if the Cubs had won 2 years prior, I don't think this is. Is it a thing? Like maybe, but it's not the level of what
no,
it is.
No, not at all.
But I think that all.
Like, it's the same with like Bill Buckner. Bill Buckner. That's just a baseball play that happens.
But I think that's the thing. It's not. It's not even an on the field type thing. It's like a just an. I don't even know what to call it. It's not an on the field type sports story. It's just a bizarre thing that happened. Like one of those wacky sports stories, I guess.
It's a little bit of a perfect storm, right? Like it's the Cubs. It is one of the iconic franchises in all of sports, but definitely in Major League Baseball. It's the World Series drought that played it. Like, for an instance, if that happened in Seattle for the Mariners, like it wouldn't be. It might be a big deal in Seattle, but we probably.
Yeah, it wouldn't. Yeah.
It's like, not the same.
Did the story turn into less about him messing up the fly ball, more like this guy to go into hiding after that?
Yeah, that's what it evolved into. Yeah, I think that's what like it evolved into.
And I think this is what Jesse is saying. If he didn't go into hiding, would it be as much of a big deal? If he was just like, I'm here as Bartman. It'd still
probably
be a big
not,
deal, but not as much. Maybe.
Probably not, because I think people thought, well, in 2016, that kind of ends everything. Mm-hmm. And now we love Bartman again. It's like that man didn't do anything.
And he said, I don't love you.
And it didn't help that he was just kind of a nerdy guy with like a turtleneck and a, you know, the headphones on. And he just wanted to watch baseball.
Said he was coaching his little league team at the time and all that.
Couldn't even coach the kids.
They was throwing stuff at him. Like,
they was going crazy.
Fox was putting the camera on him every chance they got.
Every single chance they had.
I might have gotten a fight.
They literally like caught this like, hey, man. We should probably go. They didn't throw him out. They walked up to him and were like, hey, I think we got to get you out of here.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, that's tough.
Nah, and I might have would have gotten a fight.
I'd say bring him out one day.
Who the hell are you, Jack?
You were.
Who are you talking
bro,
to?
All of Section 113 would have jumped.
Bro, are you
all of Section 113 would have killed you that day.
I'll fight whoever said something that caught my ear, but I'll slap the fire out of you. Who do you think you're talking to?
I think you got to just walk out that day.
No, he called me out of my name. I'm going to slap the fire out of you.
Look at you.
Who the hell
do
you think
you
are?
Don't. You either walk out or they're going to jump you. It was all of Wrigley versus one man that night.
You're one of those guys.
I'm going to make sure that he gets slapped, though.
I'm concerned.
Jack gets slapped.
I'm concerned about you. Like, one day you're going to snap. Like, you're really like you always come in here talking about who you're going to slap and punch and you're going to beat up Steve Kerr if he talked to me like this and all of this different stuff.
When I say I was going to beat up Steve Kerr.
If you were Buddy Hill.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Buddy Hill.
It's like most, like you're not confrontational. You're like just even keel. One day it's going to be the wrong day. Well. And you know, JoJo the Dodger fan is going to say something. And then I'm going to have to come on the air the next day like, hey, we don't condone the actions of Kenny Caraway. I don't exactly know why he threw that man into the Grand Canyon the way that he did. But okay. Casey Grand always Canyon. Said, if you catch me on the wrong day, and I guess he caught him.
That's what it is.
I guess he caught him.
The wrong day. But if Jack, this little dweeb over here, starts calling me out of my name on the way out.
Oh, the guy's name was Jack.
Yeah.
I thought you meant, you know, how the white people like, all right, Jack.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought, Jack. Yeah. Yeah, we're going old school today.
No, literal Jack want to call me out of my name as I'm walking out of here because I missed the fly ball and Alex Gonzalez can't get a ground ball.
Yeah.
I'll slap the mess out of you.
Okay.
Watch your mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a fighter, but watch your damn mouth.
Okay.
Who the hell do you think you are?
I was going to say Cubs need to
get... I love that you're really pissed off over nothing.
Like, well, in this scenario, they call him out his name.
Well, in the last couple of weeks, he has put himself in the position of Buddy Hield.
You've kicked about two different people's asses than Buddy Hield.
What about two people? He just beat up all of Wrigley Field.
I didn't fight anybody. Bobbin, though. I didn't fight anybody on the Warriors. I just said y'all need to stop with the joke.
No, you said you would beat Steve Kerr's ass.
Yeah, you said you'd slap Steve Kerr. I think Jimmy, you said you had something for him, too.
He had something for Jimmy Butler, too.
Oh, man, yeah, I gotta.
Do you want to talk? Do you want to talk through something? I don't want you to.
Well, no, I'm okay. I'm good.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Your Knicks got you stressed out?
Well, they better win tonight. I think they still can win it. I don't think it's over if they go to game
seven. I just noticed he had the hat
on.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, they better win tonight. They better win tonight.
I wouldn't let it get to game seven, but the Knicks, they got it there for them.
You don't have any attire on?
I got a Celtics little hoodie on, I guess.
I should have wore my...
If he gets to game seven, I will break out the Larry Bird.
I should have wore it.
Shout out. What was old boy's name? I was listening yesterday. Old boy Tyrone, they called in. Shout out to him, man.
Tyrone from Staten Island.
Yeah, big ups to Tyrone, man. Tyrone. I was listening, and, man, he was spitting that fire.
Tyrone's been blocked. Like, he's on the ban list.
He's passionate about what's going on, man.
What's that guy's name?
Jake from...
No.
John from Connecticut?
The one from the... Nope. what's his name? The one who was at the watch party.
Who was at the one?
we're talking about someone real.
Yeah. Anyways, he's on that.
Oh,
list.
Javier.
Yeah. Him, Tyrone, and Javier just trying to call in.
Shout out.
Can't get in. Can't get their takes off.
we'll talk about that game in a moment. But I got to pay off the tease before I do that.
Shout out Bartman.
Before I do that. We go on an all Knicks Celtics lineup tonight.
No, I'm going to go
in Prize Picks.
Sorry, Jamie.
Come on, man. Come on. Hey, they got to bring it home. And Carl Anthony Towns at 20.5 points, I think I need him to have more. And I'm going to go more.
I'm sorry. What was that number?
20.5.
Oh, whew.
20.5.
Not what I heard.
For Carl Anthony Towns. I'm going more on that.
Okay.
Derek White, what a game he had in game five. 31 points, rebounds, and assists. Give me more on that. Derek White is doing his thing.
I like that.
He's doing his thing.
I like that.
Now, here's an interesting one.
Okay.
I was a little scared or apprehensive to go Jalen Brunson more than 30.5 points.
Saw that, yep.
So I stayed away.
Coward.
But I did go more 40.5 points, rebounds, and assists.
Jesse, what's the number?
30 for Jalen Brunson, game 6, 38 per game. Four Knicks game 6s, I believe it is.
The Demon's 34.5.
Woo. Well, I played it safe.
Coward.
I went 40.5 points, rebounds, and assists. Went more. This is an all more lineup. Mikal Bridges, he's going to show up in the Garden tonight. 14.5 points. Give me more on that as well. Download the PrizePicks app. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You don't have to win or anything else like that. Just put the promo code KIFM in the promo code area. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to PrizePicks.com for more details. PrizePicks, run your game. Zabo, back in the win column. Big ups to him.
For the record. For the record, I did your job yesterday with your promo code.
Who won? Who won?
Zabo won.
Oh, Zabo. All right. 2 in a row. All right. Zabo with a commanding 12-6 lead. Johnny's the closest one with 6. Zabo's. I think the way we're going to do this, it's going to be the first of 25. First of 25. That'll be the season. We'll start a new season after that.
Okay. All right.
Zabo running away with things right now. Johnny, step your game up. Filthy McNasty, I saw you in here. You gotta be a little quicker than that, big dog.
Come on, McNasty, step it up.
Yeah, McNasty. Winner gets a jersey with their name on the back of it. McNasty.
It's an all time name in the chat, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, well, they're saying there's controversy.
Ain't no controversy.
The first one I saw was Zay.
Ain't no controversy. Zabo run.
Ain't no controversy. The first one on my list is Zay. Johnny G was right next to him, but I don't know how it shows up on the broadcast. But right here, Zaybo's first. That's what I got to go by. That's what I got to go by. Sorry, Johnny. That was it. That was one and two right there. That was one and two.
This doesn't even exist without Zaybo.
Yeah, Zaybo going to work one day. That's how the league started. That's how the league started.
Man, literally.
Imagine doing your job and not listen to the show.
Went to a meeting for like the last 10 minutes of the show and then text me like at 4:05, like, man, I not only did he go to do his job for like the last 10 or 15 minutes of the show, he went back and watched.
Yeah, yeah. Big up storm, but his first mistake was going to do his job.
Usually
his first mistake was earning a living and providing for his for him and his family.
Usually when you make a mistake, you go back and you watch the film so you don't make that mistake again.
There you go, right.
Hey.
And look, we've made him better.
When's the last time Zay was at a meeting? Okay. He got fired, but when's the last time he missed D-Lo and KC? Just kidding, I think Zay still does his job.
No Chatty House members have...
That was wrestling right there.
No Chatty House members have been harmed in the making of this league.
Oh, man. All right. Let me... Because we were talking about the Thunder.
Yeah, this is really dramatic.
We were talking about the Thunder and what you do if you don't win the NBA championship. Is it the... What do you guys think? NBA championship? Well, or more specifically, if you don't get out of the second
round? I thought it was more this series than a championship. I don't. There's no harm in losing in the NBA finals. It's not that it's not going to sting, but okay. I don't know that you go into that going, man, we're lacking. I feel like if you lose to Denver, who's legitimately running eight guys, three of them aren't effective. One of them could kill you, and by you, I mean either Oklahoma City or Denver. He could kill one of the two teams. And, like, that's – I mean, like, if I was Sam Presti,
yeah,
I'd ask myself some tough questions after the series. Mm-hmm. And if you felt like you had enough and it's about evolution and evolvement, I'm fine with that. Mm-hmm. But if you decided something else, I think I would be okay with that too.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, losing in the finals is one thing, but it's like if you lose in this round, you didn't necessarily play your best basketball series. You were expected to go a lot farther, and then you kind of look at a guy like Jalen Williams, like, we didn't really get what we needed from you either. It just leaves more of a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah. Hmm. Yep.
Understandable. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm so shook by what I saw last night, it might not matter. If you lose in the championship, in the NBA finals, you might still have to make a move. And okay. I'll tell you what happened. So, I watched... What's the official name for the Netflix here? Chasing Gold? Run for
Chase for the Gold?
Sound fine.
I don't remember. I got like...
Did you finish it?
No. I got to the... Well, is it... Did they do an episode on France?
Yeah.
I got to that one and lost all interest and never went back to it.
So I did about the same thing for a long time. But yesterday I had some time going up. There were no games on.
Real quick. Court of Gold, by the way.
What is it?
Court of Gold.
Court of Gold.
Shout out, Lisa.
Did the same thing, and I didn't go back and finish it. Well, I had some time on my hand watching my daughter run around the house and tear everything up.
It's funny, when Tyrone called, there was a little girl screaming in the background of that call. Yeah, it was crazy.
Shout out Tyrone, but that was a good call yesterday. Big ups to him. So I ended up finishing Court of Gold.
Okay.
Really, really good. I think me and you had the same feelings when we watched the first few episodes, and I feel like I felt the same way, but it ends strong.
The last
probably three episodes, like when they start to get into the metal games.
Yeah.
It was great.
Oh, I'm sure.
It was great. And first of all, shout out to them. They did a great job with that. Couple of things that I noticed before.
It made me want to go back and watch, cause I saw you put a note in the show about that show.
Yeah.
And it made me want to go back and see the show that we did.
Oh, yeah. That's the same thing I was thinking when I was watching that.
And I was like, that might have been the most fun I've ever had doing a show, because it was just like, yeah, forget it. They all know what it is. Here. We're just going to watch the game together.
It was like July 24th or something.
And it was, way that that game went was just epic.
So that was the second to last episode, that game.
Okay.
And a couple of things stood out. Number one. I'll get to the overarching point, but then one of the first things was Dylan Brooks. They had a little quick segment on Dylan Brooks.
Okay.
And I know he is hated mm-hmm. by NBA fans.
Some players.
He seems like the nicest guy. They had a scene where he had brought his whole family out there, like aunts, uncles, everybody to. He's at the Olympics. Like, I'm playing in the Olympics, guys. Brought everybody out there. They had a dinner. And he was just, like, really nice and pleasant. I also saw another video of him.
You think he's working? You think he's a heel?
I don't think he's working. I just think that's the way he plays. Like, when he gets on the court, he's got to have a certain edge to him to survive. Probably. That's probably how he feels. Like, I have – this is how I survive, by being rough, tough, not backing down, all this other stuff. Once you get me off the court – I'm a normal guy. He kind of says as much as on the thing. But he also saw a video with him, like, on Rodeo Drive, and somebody came up to him. This wasn't on the thing, but they're like, hey, they asked him a question. And he answered it very presently. He was by himself. And they're like, what are you doing tonight? And they're like, nothing. They're like, well, I'll get you tickets to the game, man. Come. He seems like a really nice guy, is the overarching point.
Okay.
Aside from, like, what we think of him as an NBA player.
Okay.
So there's that.
Okay.
The other thing. Jokic 100% loves the NBA.
I absolutely thought you were going to say, that's why we need to trade DeMar DeRozan for Dylan Brooks.
I would say, well, once again.
He seems like a nice
guy. Once again, I would take Dylan Brooks on the Sacramento Kings.
I know you would. Sorry, go ahead.
Jokic 100% loves basketball and hates the NBA.
Okay.
And I think he loves the team and being on a team.
I don't think that's terribly uncommon either. I just think he really shows it.
Yeah, they had him just as the process was going on of trying to win a gold medal. He was really into the game, really into everything. But one of the things was they played in the bronze medal game. They won the bronze, and he was on the bus just one of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole goal was to be like the drunkest team there after they won the bronze medal. Mm-hmm. They were just drinking, and Jokic was so happy. Mm-hmm. He was so happy. But I think one of the things was being around these guys he had been with probably since he was like 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they achieved something, they did something, and he was so happy. So that stood out as well.
Who was the gold medal game against again?
France.
France, right. Okay.
Which leads me to my epiphany.
Oh. Well, wait a second.
Uh-huh.
Is it an epiphany or a borderline epiphany?
Remember, the Epiphany police said you can't do that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's just it's not an epiphany. Because I'm not breaking news here.
Okay.
But
Wemby's good.
I was like, well, so they do the whole gold medal game. Steph was amazing. That was you should watch it. Reliving that is crazy.
Okay.
And they're going through everything. USA is celebrating. And they go to a clip of Wemby. And Wemby goes to his mom. And he's crying. And she's hugging him. And he's crying. And that reminded me of the All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this guy, like, he don't play around.
Mm-hmm.
He don't play. Like, he's going to be everything we said he is. Because he don't play around. He gets backstage. Boris Diaw is, like, kind of trying to lift him up. Like, you also remember he's a young kid, too. He's like, he's young. So he's like really hurt by what just happened. And everybody's like, hey, man, you did great. Da, 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 da. You know, we're not here if it's not for you, all this other stuff. And then they go to the back to the USA. They're celebrating Bron and Steph or, you know, have the gold medal up. And they're taking pictures in celebration for Team USA. And this is amazing. And then they go to Wemby talking to reporters,
mm-hmm.
and it's the way they did it was really cool because it's kind of like you're in the backstage and you're looking at him talking to reporters,
mm-hmm.
but you can hear everything he says. And he goes, he's still upset, and he just goes, "Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to learn." And then he goes, "I feel sorry for the future."
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, what are you talking about? Are you talking about Olympics, NBA? And he goes, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
It cuts out. Credits. I said, oh.
Oh, that's a fire ending.
I said, oh my. It's over. It's over. It is over.
Wait.
It's over. This guy, what Mike got, six?
Wait, what?
It's over.
I think it's Take Wes Wimby. He's going to be that dude.
It is
okay.
Over. So, the OKC thing.
Okay.
You don't win this year, go get who you have to get.
Uh-huh.
And try and get him before this kid figures it out.
Okay.
And like I said, maybe it was good editing or whatever, but the way it did, they were like, he's like, yeah, I feel sorry for the people in the future. And I'm like, what do you mean? NBA? Olympics? Everyone. Boom. I said, oh my gosh. It's going for everybody. It's over. The aliens are here. It's over.
No. Netflix got Kenny.
It is over. So if you're OKC and you don't win this year, do what you have to do to go get Giannis or whoever you think can get you over the top.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, well, we've got time because we're young. Because when he might figure it out next year.
Mm.
But when he figures it out, it's over. And this was here's the tease from the handoff. I was like,
if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm telling you, I was shook. I was like, all this Kings talk, like, oh, they need to rebuild or whatever. Like, don't matter. This guy, this is the guy. This is the guy that's going to win. Guys, be happy with your playoff appearances. If he stays healthy, he's winning. I was like, well, how are you going to compete with this guy? I was like, you need somebody that, like, the premium on just a big old 7-footer has gone up. 6'10 ain't going to get it done. 6'10 ain't going to get it done. You need a 7-footer plus to just deal with them. And this is where the epiphany came from.
Have we gotten to the epiphany yet?
No, I think we're getting there now.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Ant-Man, y'all hold on to Rudy. You don't need Rudy. You don't need Rudy. Rudy Gobert got to stay. If I'm Minnesota, Rudy Gobert got to stay. I need Rudy Gobert here. He's got to stay. Yeah, do it. He's got to stay. I need somebody to go up against this monster. And he's got to be 7 foot plus.
You got to stop watching scary movies before bed.
No, it was terrifying.
Just let him cook.
I ain't going to lie. It was terrifying. I was sitting up there. I was because I was doing the workout session too. I was hitting the weights. And when that man said, well, Well, who are you referring to? The NBA? The Olympics? Everyone. Boom.
When Wemby is sitting at the three-point line, what is Gobert going to do?
I don't know, but that's your best chance. Because if Draymond is trying to guard him as your center, how's that going to end?
Well, hey, to be fair, I'm not picking Draymond to guard Wemby for me.
That's what that's what the Warriors doing.
Oh, they're cooked. We know
they got no shot. Yeah. I don't even think Sengun can do it. Sengun ain't even a legit seven-footer. He's like 6'10", 6'11".
No, you look
Sabonis can't do it. When this dude figures it out.
You know you called him Mike low-key, right?
Who's that?
You. You called him Wemby Mike.
I know. The guy's, what, 21? Bruh. Rudy go, like, for my man Ant-Man, because I want my man Ant-Man to have a chance. They got to keep Rudy, bro.
I couldn't imagine.
Resign him right now. Give him another contract extension right now. You got to have him there. Okay, see, maybe you got a shot with Chet, because Chet and Wemby, they get after it a little bit. Chet 7-1. So, like, yeah, but bro, I'm telling you. Wait. Oh, man. This dude's terrifying, bro. He's terrifying. De'Aaron Fox, all the stuff that Kamara texts us, it's right. Fox is going to be sitting there. Chat GPT. What is it? Chat GPT? De'Aaron Fox, I'm NBA final champion? Because that guy's there? Terrifying, bro.
What do you want to do?
You know, I need a minute.
Yeah, let's take a minute. It's like a couple.
I'm just going to go for a quick walk. I'm not sure that I feel any better after that walk I just took where
I'm just saying, like,
Rudy Gobert's number one fan.
I was essentially like, the aliens are coming and we're going to send the military out and hope for the best. Like, no, we're going to lose.
No, they're here.
They're fine. Here. We send the military out and the aliens are going to kick our ass now.
No, so the aliens are here. For those that are just tuning in, the synopsis of all of this is
the AI chat summary.
The aliens are here and Rudy Gobert is our best defense.
It's the Timberwolves' best defense. Whew. Look,
yep.
I told the story the way I told the story, but no, I was like, oh crap. Like, first of all, I was already tripping when I seen him over there crying, hugging his mom. Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh. Yeah, that was making its way around after the game, that particular, not the clip, like the Netflix clip, that moment.
I wouldn't know. I was climbing a mountain somewhere.
Yeah, you were.
So I don't know anything about that day. But, yeah.
Clearly, you've gotten over it.
One of the great. Yesterday didn't help either, because I was like.
Hey, not going to lie, Casey. It was a great game.
It was
one of the greatest games in the history of basketball.
You know how they say, oh, you didn't miss anything? No, you did. Yeah, you did, pal. Sorry.
That was a moment.
Games
didn't you miss the Spain game, too?
No. I watched that at a club, center court.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I said, to hell with the club.
Yep,
and this lady over here twerking. Yep. I'm watching the gold medal game.
It was twerking. Leave back in the way, boy.
But, when I saw him, it was just a thought. When I saw him crying, hugging his mom, first of all, I was like, he's still I don't want to call him a kid, but he's still hella young.
He is. Yep.
Like, young hella man. Young. And there were, because I think the guy from Serbia was crying or whatever, and they were upset. But like, you think the Canada, Serbia was upset, France was upset, all when they lost, right? But it was like, some of it, like even SGA was like, yeah, you know, it didn't really hit me the significance of what was going on until like we lost. And I'm like, oh man, it's going to be 4 years. I don't want to say they didn't care the same way they would in the NBA, but it was just, oh man, that sucks. Like I'm kind of upset about that. He was hurt. He was so hurt that they lost, and it just reminded me of the All-Star game. This dude, he don't like to lose at all. He not here for the oh, well, you're young, you got a bunch of time, and now I need to win right now, right now. So I was already tripping off that. And then when I, once again, great editing by those guys. Like, it was almost like setting up season two. But, like, when he just said everyone, and it was perfect, too, because they had left France for, like, maybe 5 minutes, and it was all about the USA. It was all about them being happy and celebrating, and they won. And then just almost like stick around for the credits type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They go to this clip, like in the distance, a Wimby talking to these people, and it's only like 20 seconds. He's like, I'm just trying to figure it out. I'm learning. I'm learning. And then he goes, but I'm, everybody else better be careful. Mm-hmm. Better watch out. And they go, what do you mean? NBA, Olympics, everyone. I was like, oh, God.
Boy, that really...
I'm telling you.
That really got
you. And it goes to black.
That's, I mean, that's great work right there. That is, it goes to black. Tremendous work right there.
Oh, man. Yeah, this boy going to be bad. You think, honest question, do you guys think he could get 6 NBA championships?
I mean, are we putting Giannis with him?
It only, I'll say like this. It don't have to be Giannis, just another top tier player.
I'll say no.
Six is crazy.
I'll say
to
no.
Me. Six is crazy to me, but like Wemby's going to win titles. Mm-hmm. Like Wemby's, he's going to win titles, and every team around, every single general manager around the league feels, I think they felt this way 2 years ago, mm-hmm. but they feel today exactly the way you felt watching the end of that documentary.
Mm.
Teams built for Mike, New York, like, I mean, team after team after team, even to Detroit to a certain degree. Mm-hmm. They were all built because of the way Michael Jordan plays basketball.
Mm-hmm.
There were teams built because of LeBron James. There were teams built because of the Golden State Warriors. It's Wemby now. Mm-hmm. Teams are going to be built to compete with. Right now, they're going to be built to compete with Victor Wembanyama.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe next year, meaning the upcoming season, or it might not be till the season after, teams are going to be built to compete with the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
And worked for Mike, worked for Bron, worked for Steph. My money says it's going to work for Wemby also.
If Wemby gets to 6 rings, then he's the greatest player of all time, probably.
We've never...
Like, that'll be how that story ends. Like, that's what we'll be talking about at the end of that.
We've never seen anything like this. A guy that is that size with that level of skill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is uncharted territory. When you got a guy like Kobe, you're reminding people of Mike. Never seen anything like LeBron. Like, somebody that, mm-hmm. that you know, strong, speed and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. And he won 4. But he was still a regular NBA player's height. So there was like, all right, like we can't muscle him up or anything else like that, but you could at least get somebody the same height as him so you can get a hand up on his shot and contest it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's 7'4".
Mm-hmm. And he moves like no one at that size we've ever seen. Like ever seen.
There is 150 guys the same height as LeBron James that could maybe disrupt any shot that he takes.
Mm-hmm.
Is there 5 guys the height of Wemby in the NBA?
No. And if there are, they're probably not good.
Taco Fall.
Yeah, like with all due respect, Celtics legend.
If you talk to the right people, there'll be people out there that'll tell you Bol Bol is the one to stop Wemby.
No, if you talk to Kendrick Perkins
or Shaq,
or yeah, that's who it was. Not Kendrick Perkins. It was Shaq. It was Shaq and Joe Budden. That's what I want to do. I want to share a basketball opinion with Joe Budden and Tyrone Halliburton for the Indiana Pacers. Tyrese looked like a lot of things. Tyrone is not one of them. Tyrone Halliburton.
But yeah, it's just I just. And that's where I was like, well, damn, how are you going to match up? Chet, seriously, I think can go with Wimby. Like, I don't know if he's going to, like, have better numbers or – but that's a guy that if we got Chet, all right, you know, we're at least not at this super negative. He's got the size. He's got the skill to be able to combat and make him work on the offensive end. So Chet's one of those guys. Somebody says Edie in the chat. Mm-hmm. I know he's a little slow, but at least he's a big body.
Mm-hmm.
But and Rudy Gobert, like that's another guy I thought about. I was like, Rudy Gobert, like you're just going to need somebody that can get close to his shot to have a chance. Because like I said, I'm thinking of the Ward, Domas, the Lakers, what they put out there this year at center. Like that, I'm gonna tell you right now, if you are a team like that, like I'm gonna say the Lakers and the Warriors in the playoffs moving forward, I'm writing you off.
Mm.
You have no shot in the West.
Starting when?
Starting as soon as he makes the playoffs.
Mm.
As soon as he makes the playoffs. If you trying to do this small ball, oh, you know, it's okay. We got like LeBron and Luka, but we'll go with Jackson. No, get out of here. I don't care who the other two guys are that you have. You are going to the dance with that 6'11 guy, that 6'10 guy at center. You ain't got no shot.
Is that the same thing that people said about Steph Curry? Like Steph can hit a three from anywhere on the floor. Like you, Steph can dribble in circles until you get dizzy, step behind the 3-point line and hit a three. Like Steph next to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Steph started taking a shot that was virtually unguardable. LeBron for 8 straight years made the NBA finals with 2 different franchises. The most physically gifted professional basketball player we have ever seen. The most unique combination of size and strength we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
The one example we can't probably use is Mike. Because it wasn't once Mike got to the playoffs. It was once Mike got to the finals. He never lost again. And that's essentially what you're saying with Wimby. But in, you know, in the Jordan era of basketball, there wasn't a lot of movement. The Knicks lose next year. How are those roughly same exact New York Knicks going to figure out how to beat Michael Jordan?
Right.
The Utah Jazz lose the next year. How are those same Utah Jazz going to beat Michael Jordan?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's different. Now, you know, Wimby beats the Boston Celtics. The Celtics probably, and the Celtics are going to look at, how do we lose this series and go try to compete with that? Like, don't forget, it gets poked fun of because it went poorly. But don't forget why Shaquille O'Neal became a Phoenix Sun. Shaquille O'Neal became a Phoenix Sun because they thought that was the answer to Tim Duncan. It wasn't, because that wasn't the same Shaquille O'Neal. But teams now respond in a different way than they did when Michael Jordan played. So I think the Steph and LeBron comparisons are a little bit more, they work a little bit more. It's this era of basketball. But each of those guys has 4. So if we're talking Wimby having 4 and other teams making adjustments, I doubt the San Antonio Spurs just sit and go, no, we'll just keep doing this. It's like, oh, how do we get even better? And
yeah.
If there's an organization that I trust to make moves to get that young player better, like I know you hated this. This was a discussion earlier in the week. I think it was this week. For a player like Victor Wembanyama, I'd absolutely rather have him in San Antonio than Charlotte or Washington or some place where you feel like I don't know what Washington would have done. I don't know what Charlotte would have done. But I feel like they would have played him 82 games. They would have done everything they could. What do we have here? Let's unwrap this amazing, you know, present that we have. Whereas San Antonio took an approach like, well, we're not good enough. We know we're not good enough. we're going to ease Victor Wembanyama into the league. And then this year, we're a little bit better. Something's wrong. All right, we're going to shut this down. We acquired a player who we think will go great with him. But we're gonna shut this down because it's not our year. We know it's not our year. And then I guess because they're the San Antonio Spurs, they happen to find a pot of gold coming up in June, and they're either going to draft someone else or potentially draft someone else and make a move that could push that timeline, which might be a year or two away from them regularly competing for an NBA final spot, to making a move that you look at them and go, that team could win a championship next year.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.